Shalom Aleichem, Swedish friends. This year should be a special schus for Shmuel Alexander ben Echagitel, Simcha ben Echagitel, Gil Shoshana Bas Nechagitel, and Yisrael Daniel, Rabbi Yisrael Daniel ben Shainadina, the Bracha Batzach B'chom HaSeyedeim, and Rabbi Avram Yitzchak ben Esther, Rabbi Yosef Ezer ben Esther. They should have such success in everything in life, Yemir Tashem, them and their families. We'll be learning B'siyata D'Shmaya, the Indian of Nazirus, based on the Sefer D'Be'er, but going together with Rabbi Yitzchak Mann. And it's your site, Yudalit Sivan, one of the great Rosh Yeshiva of our door, Amish Amufla Mufla. And that really is the segue to start our shir, that the Torah says, Daber ben Yisrael, Mataleam, Isha, Isha, Kiafli, Lindor, Neder, Nazir, Lahazir, Lashem, speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, a man or a woman who is Mafli to make a Neder of a Nazir, Lahazir, Lashem. L'chara, why does it have to say Nazir Lahazir Lashem? Just say Lahazir Lashem. What's the Nazir Lahazir Lashem? So, Chazal already, the Arish in the beginning of Nedarim for Yodis Nazirus, for Parsha Lashon of Nazirus. And Daf Yod Zayin, we learn Nazirus, Pesach Nazirus, multiple Nazirios. But we have to understand Pshuto Shel Mikra. Nazir Lahazir Lashem. It's good enough to say L'hazir L'Hashem, with the Nazir L'hazir L'Hashem. So we can explain this, says Raman, beautifully, based on the Gemara in Meseches Nedarim Tesamid Beis, Nazir Dalid, famous Maisa, Shimon HaTzadik, he's a Nazir, and he's gorgeous, he has beautiful hair, handsome guy, and he says, why'd you become a Nazir? Nazir has to cut off all of his hair, and he says, I was walking by a well, and I saw my reflection, and I said, I am so beautiful. Oh my gosh, the sins that this could lead me to. So I made a neder that I'm going to be a Nazir L'Hashem. How can you have gaiva in a world that's nisht fardir, it's not your world? I'm going to just cut you off. That's it. Shimon HaTzadik was spoiled from this. He was so impressed and he said, this is a guy, I'm going to eat his Asham Nazir Tomei. He's like the Gemara says, normally when someone makes Nazirus, they might be mischaret, they might regret it afterwards, and then the carbon that they bring is not 100% a kosher carbon because they didn't really want to become a Nazir in the first place because they regretted it. It's not completely possible, but it has a pagam. But this guy, he was mamish kochen, he was on fire for Brent, for Hashem. I'm going to eat his Nazir Tameh, if he gets Tameh, I'm going to eat his Asham, and everything is going to be fine, nothing to worry about, he's not going to regret it. Holy, holy Nazir. So, what's pshat in this story? So normally, when you have a Maisa Mitzvah, the Maisa Mitzvah is independent. And in addition, you also have Kavanah HaMitzvah. So it's Chakir and Achronim, is the Kavanah part and parcel of the Maisa Mitzvah, not. Let's go with the Tzigang, with the Mahalach, that the Maisa Mitzvah is Pashtus, Torah says to do the Mitzvah, and the Kavanah is something separate. It's a different element. So that's in every Mitzvah, the Maisa Mitzvah, and then there's the Kavanah Mitzvah. When it comes to Nazirus, this is special in you, that the Kavanah is part and parcel of the Mitzvah. It makes a different Cheftz of a Nazir. If he has a special Kavanah, then he becomes a real different type of Nazir than another, than somebody who doesn't have the kavana, proper kavana l'shem shemayim. And that's pshat. Lindor neder nazir. How do you become a nazir? When it's lahazir l'Hashem, when it's for God. If he's doing it l'Hashem, then he's a true nazir. So therefore, the pasuk could not have said lindor neder lahazir l'Hashem. Then you would have missed out on the nazir, because it's telling us this special chalos. It's a different chetz of a nazir. It's a different type of nazir. You know how to become a nazir if it's lahazir l'Hashem. That changes your nazirus. So you see, by nazirus, there's a special union of kavana. It's chal on the gufa nazir. Look in the Arachayim HaKadosh, what he says. Love the Arachayim HaKadosh. And we can also explain why Shimon HaTzadik ate from his Asham Nazir Tameh. Because we explained that other people are going to regret it afterwards. And Shimon HaTzadik didn't want to eat because, you know, maybe their nether wasn't such a good nether in the first place, so he didn't want to touch their Asham Nazir Tameh. because maybe it was chulin bazara, it wasn't a proper carbon, because they regretted they had to naziris, because it'd be hassle. They get become tamei, and they have to buy the animal, it's a lot of money, and then it waits again, it becomes tamei again, you have to start counting again the days, expense here and there, and they'll run around. He doesn't want it, so he regrets it. So Shimon HaTzadik didn't want to get involved with such a nazir tamei. But in our case, Shimon HaTzadik said, no, this guy, I'm going to need his nazir tamei. But wait a second, as the rush is already around me, so this kasha, maybe he's going to be mischarit afterwards. Later, he brought the Hashem nazir tamei. Shimon HaTzadik eats it, but until he becomes pure, he can still regret this naziris. He'll become tamei 7 times, and he's just going to say at the 7th time, he's like, "Well, I wish I wouldn't have done this." How does he know that this guy is not going to do that? Not going to regret it ever? So the answer is maybe that's what the Torah is telling us here. Nazir lahazir l'Hashem. You know how we know that he's going to become a proper nazir? He's not going to regret it if it's lahazir l'Hashem. If he has special kavanah, just l'shem shemayim, with no external motivations, just for God, he's going to remain a nazir. He's not going to regret it. Nothing to worry about. Shimon HaTzadik, estem fleish. He's eating that meat. No problem. No problemo. Noch shash charata. So we move forward to a very interesting Rashi in Targum Unculus. Ish ki yafli, they say that it means that he's meforesh. Hare yeforesh. Explains. Yafli is explains. When he explains that he's making a neder become a nazir. Normally, what does pela mean? What does yafli? Something you don't explain. Something hidden. B'mumfla mimcha al sidroish. Don't, darshan, don't expand what's beyond you. Mufla is a lashon of hiddenness. So what's pshat Rashi is faket, as they say in modern Hebrew, afuch al afuch. Afuch al afuch, just the opposite, exact opposite. Mufla means hidden, and Rashi says, no, mufla is explicit, explaining. It says in Sefer Shoftim, Manoach and the Malach, he asks his name, he says, why are you asking my name? V'hu peli, it's hidden. Pel is hidden. It was pshat that, oh, Pel is explained. Strange. Rabbi Tarfon in the Dharma Daf Yotesam at Beis says there that if two people make a neder of naziris, one guy says, I'm a nazir if this guy is Ploni, the other guy says, I'm a nazir if this guy is not Ploni, they don't know who he is exactly. Not good. Doesn't count. Why not? Shalom nitna naziris ela lahafla. Naziris was given for hafla. In other words, it has to be clear. And if it's not clear, it doesn't count. And we say, fakir. It's the best naziris if it's not clear, because that's what the word pela means. It's hidden. No. Retirement says, shalonid and naziris el afla. It's only for afla. What do you mean it's only for afla? It has to be hidden. No, it has to be clear. Afla means hidden. So why does Retirement say that it has to be clear? Not about the lashon. Shalonid and naziris el afla. That's why naziris was given. For afla? That it should be clear that that's the whole pshat in naziris. Naziris was given. You become close to Hashem, you become a nazir, you do the right thing, you do the mitzvah. It wasn't given lahafla. That's the whole fish. Only in naziris. The whole naziris was only given for hafla. It's a mud in the lashon. Also, we have the famous concept of mufla samachlish. What's mufla samachlish? A cotton 12-year-old can already make a neder because he's samachlish. Rashi says, nida menvovam and aleph, yodei lefarish l'shem mi nodar. He knows who to explain who you're making the neder to. Nachamal, mufla means hidden. And here Rashi says it means to explain. Not only that, we darshan. Ishki yafli pratla onus. Ishki yafli. How did yafli exclude onus? What's onus? Forced. It was extenuating circumstances. How is yafli precluding onus? What does one have to do with the other? Not only that, it says in Chagiga and Daf Yud that Rabbi Elazar Omer that in the Darim, it says in the Torah twice Ki Yafli, so that one is La Isser Nadarim and the other is La Heter Nadarim. Has Ki Yafli Heter Nadarim? Ki Yafli, when you're making this neder, that's Isser Nadarim. So how's it saying that La Heter Nadarim says that? In Rashi, he's making hafla that the neder, this is going to be asur, and then he's making a second hafla, but lo ledas came. I didn't mean it. What does it mean? He's explaining why, and it's explaining. First, he explains why it's asur. I'm making the neder, that is a clear explication of the isur. And then he explains why it should be mutter. So what does the heder have to do with the perish? Why is he getting the heder? He's getting the heder because he made a mistake. He's not getting the heder because he made a perish. The heder is because of the mistake, not because of the perish. So what is pshat that Rashi says, Achas kishapiresh v'nader v'asar atzmo b'neder, v'achas shechoyzer mefarish b'fnei chacham. And he said, I make this neder and it was a mistake. So the heder isn't because of the explanation. The heder is because of the mistake. The explanation is the means to know that it was a mistake. I don't know. Rashi says, achas l'isr, achas l'heder. It's all around the hafla. Everything revolves around the hafla. What's so gabaldic about the hafla? We don't even know what hafla means. Is it hidden? That's what's hidden from us. The whole thing is a pellet. So based on what we explain, we could say gabaldic. Says Rav Man. That it says Ishki Yafli is Takalasha Nister. What's the Nister? The Nister is Das. Person has Das for Hashem. He's making this Neder Lashem. That's Klape Lashem. And that's something Nela. Now, this Hafla, we have Das Lashem, which is Nela. That is the opposite of Ones. Ones is when you don't have Das Lashem. Ones is he was forced. It was extenuating circumstances. But the Hafla is like we said, that it's something hidden. And what's hidden? Das Lashem. Nazir Lahazir Lashem. You don't know what's going on in the person's mind. You can't read minds. But the Das is hidden. Nazir Lahazir Lashem. Prat La'ones, says the Sifri. Beautiful. Ones is not Lashem. So the Hafla attack excludes Ones. Because that flaw is that you have this Das Lashem, hidden Das Lashem. And then the onus is that it's not Lashem. So if it was not Lashem, it's not Chal in the first place. It doesn't count. And now we understand this cotton. Why a cotton can make a nether. Normally cotton doesn't do mitzvahs. But it revolves around Kiafli. If he has Das Lashem, if you can have proper Das, can make the neder. He has this hidden das. And we also understand achas laheter of achas laisser. That the heter, the isser, is that he has das to asser himself. And the heter is that he has das to be matir himself. What's the das? That he was a toes. It was a lack of das. And that's the heter. So really, the iser and the heter both revolve around the hafla. Because the hafla, based on our mahalach, is the das. That's the hidden das. So when the iser is chal, it's because he had das to aser. And when he wants to make a heter, he shows I had no das, it was a tos. It was a graz, it was a mistake. Lack of das, oh, you have a heter. So the heter revolves around the hafla. Was it a proper hafla or not a proper hafla? And now we can understand Ishki Yafli Yafarish. Ishki Yafli is Yafarish. Why is it Yefarish? Because if he's Mefarish, that revelation shows us that there's something hidden. That revelation shows us there's something hidden. How do you know something is hidden? Because you have the revelation. You have the Mefarish. Rav Man writes, the midrashiv bekorish ki afli the hainu asiyas dover nelam beneder mizatzma mevur sheyesh kan dover mefurish vegalui sheboish dover nistar. This gilui shows you something is being hidden. Shkola yosei nistar machmas sheish dover galui vueno galui. V'ayla gilui k'desh yeh nister. He needs some sort of gilui to show that he's hiding something. It's really two sides of the same coin. And that's what it means, ishki yafli. This person has to be mefarish. He has to say something to show us that there's something else that's hidden. So Pella is really both. It's revealing in order to show there's something hidden. What's revealing? The words that he says. What's hidden? What's hidden is his Das Lashem. So really, both sides. It's revealing and hiding. When San Lashon Rabbi Tarfon, L'fishelo nitna ziris ella hafla. What's the hafla? L'fishelo nitna ziris ella hafla. Ziris was given taka for the hafla, for the proper das. And we can see this in the Medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah, Parsha Yiros Yotes. In the Kli Yakar, but in the Sefer Divrei Shol, he says that it was already in the Medrash Rabbah earlier. That it says in the Malach of Shimshon, Lamaza Tisha Lashmi Hu Peli. Because a Malach is called Hashem Shlichuso. And here, what was the reason he was being made a Malach? Tell them they're going to have a Nazir. So that's Peli. It's going to be a Nazir here. And therefore his name is Peli. Hashem Naziris Shu Peli. But the Chorah, the Kiyafli, is on the Maisa Naziris. Kabbalos HaNaziris Beferish. And the Nazir, and Shimshon was a Nazir Mibetan. And Amalek was coming to tell us about the Metzias HaNaziris, not in the Maisa Naziris. The Yafli is on the Maisa Naziris. And he's telling us about the Metzias of the Naziris, that Shimon's taka going to be a Nazir Mibetan, not there's going to be no Mice in Naziris. That there's this ma, that there's hafla. There is no hafla. It's a Metzias of Naziris. That's what they're telling him, that this child's going to be a Nazir. So what does that have to do with Ishki Yafli? So in fact, the Pasuk is talking about the mice in his ears. Ishki Yafli is the mice in his ears. But, you know why there's a mice in his ears? You know what the Yisod is? You know what the root of this is? That Bechalos Nazirus, there's a Dover Peli Venister. And that's Lahazir Lashem. And the Iker Nazirus of Shimshon that comes from Hashem was a Nazirus Lashem. Dover HaNister Sheb Nazirus. And this is a Pella, the Nister Shibadavar. So, normally, Yafli is the Mice in Aziris. But what does Yafli mean? Something hidden. And what's hidden? It's Yiril Hashem. And that was the essence of the Naziris of Shimshon. Shimshon was a special Naziris Lashem, unique Naziris Lashem. Not even a Kabbalah. He was just born that way. So that's what the Malach was saying. That this is a Peladika hidden Naziris, a very, very holy Naziris. It have rules, a long article about this we once wrote. That Naziris Shimshon has rules all of its own. We have to find out where they come from, but it's a Peladika Naziris. Comes straight from Shammai. So that's the Yafli. So we have just to understand the pshat in this pasuk. Ki yafli lindor neder nazir lahazir l'Hashem. That's what our avoda was to explain. Mishbi zochem it's Hashem. Lil modu l'lameid lishmo v'lasus. Well, the kaim is called divrei salma to rasa bihava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.